Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Speaking of TV and reality shows, I saw where your old, I wouldn't call her a friend, but I would call it the acquaintance that you ran into at that Houston's in Los Angeles, El Chapo's girlfriend, got a reality show yesterday.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
She's doing a thing called Cartel Crew. Now, this is El Chapo, the guy that's in prison, drug smuggler out of Mexico. His girlfriend, Jamie, ran into at a Houston's restaurant in Los Angeles. Literally had drinks with El Chapo's girlfriend.
Yeah, until I figured out who she was. I told you that everything about that story got creepier and creepier.
Every time I see something with her, I cannot stop thinking about your story, because that is unbelievable to run into her. And I think the only thing that would top that is to actually run into El Chapo himself.
Yeah, that would
you know, but the girlfriend, you were at a Houston's
restaurant. So here's what happened. I had Alina's car and I was at a Houston's. Well, all the whole story is just gets weirder and weirder. And so Alina was at work, and so I was using her car, just driving around Santa Monica, seeing stuff. You know, I haven't been there in a while. And so I went, my favorite restaurant is Houston's, which is Hillstone here. Okay, so all of a sudden there's all these black SUVs. And they were blacked out windows and everything. And I thought, well, this is weird. But I didn't think anything about it because there's so many celebrities.
Yeah, it's Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, you see it all the time.
Yeah. And so I didn't really care. But one of the SUVs had its window cracked and the guy was smoking. And I was like, well, that sure is different for, you know, they'd be smoking in the car.
So especially Los Angeles.
Yeah, right.
Because they're so against smoking out there. You can't smoke anywhere.
No.
Not even on the sidewalks, outdoors.
And if you're driving service, you certainly don't want to smoke inside. So I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
So I didn't think anything out. I go into Houston's. I sit down. I sit next to this one woman. And then another friend of hers comes. I'm sitting at the bar because I'm by myself. And another girl sits next to her. And then we all end up talking. And she's like, do you know who this is? And I'm like, hey, I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah. When people say, do you know who this is?
Another person.
Right. Well, the reason why they didn't just flat out say, do you know who this is? The bartender recognized me and said, are you the girl from here a long time ago? Blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't just like they were pompous and said, do you know who this is?
Right.
That's how it came around. And so I'm like, no, I don't know who this is. And then she's like, oh, this is El Chapo's girlfriend. Like, what? Wait, what? And she goes, I'm not El Chapo's girlfriend. I mean, we're friends. It got really misconstrued. And she's like, you know, we're just really great friends. He's a great guy. How can you say he's a great guy? So that's when I got scared, remember?
Yeah.
Remember what I did?
You bailed.
I did.
You did.
I did.
You pretended
so
to go
scared.
To the bathroom and you
I
bailed
left.
On it. Got the hell out of there.
I was so scared.
This girl's name is Emma Asparo. She is now a part of the thing called the Cartel Crew on VH1. She ran into this guy. I don't know if you've ever seen this story, but there's a lady out of Miami back in like the 70s and 80s. She was known as the cocaine godmother. You ever seen that?
No.
All right. If you watch crime shows, you've seen it. And she's got these sons that she had. Now, they weren't necessarily in the early days part of the cocaine cartel, but they ended up being eventually. Well, this Chapo's girlfriend runs into one of the sons on a yacht in Miami, and they came up with the idea of a reality show of a couple of thugs, cartel people, trying to make it good without crime.
Didn't
tried
they
to
try that
life.
With the guy? Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. The woman, she was married to the most famous mob boss ever. Remember they tried
that
the same
Whitey
thing.
That Whitey Bulger guy?
Another one. I don't know.
Somebody else.
They tried that too. It didn't work.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know. I don't know if this thing has the goods to work either. I don't know if there's a big demand for either one of these two clowns.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the El Chapo girlfriend and the son of the cocaine godmother. I don't know if they've got something here, but every time I see her name, though, I think of you and that story at Houston's and how you bailed on them.
Well, and you know what's funny is I got the one girl that was sitting right next to me. I got her phone number because she said, you should have her on your show sometime. And she gave me her phone number. And then remember, we tried to call and she said because he was going through so much
that
she didn't want to comment right now. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah.
He was in jail in New York.
Yeah, right.
And pending trial.
But it was perfect time for her to talk.
It was perfect. Yeah.
And she didn't want to talk right now. So maybe she'll want to talk now.
Hey, maybe we should try it again.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Track her down.
But let's not mention that I ran away because I never, I mean, like that was, you know, I was just like.
I think she noticed you ran away. I think that if you're a cartel daughter, like, or I'm sorry, girlfriend, like she is,
yeah.
You know when people ditch you, okay?
I don't know why.
It's pretty obvious.
I just.
And it happens probably often.
You know, I'll hang with crazy people. I don't care. But for some reason, this just seems so much bigger than anything I could deal with.
I'm with you.
You know, it freaked me out. It really did.
It would scare me. It's
right.
Like, I don't need to get close to this person.
This one.
This is bad news here.
Right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.